Have you ever wondered why a simple cup of chamomile tea can melt away your stress after a chaotic day? This isn't coincidence or placebo. It's evidence of humanity's ancient symbiotic relationship with plants. While modern medicine has achieved remarkable feats, herbal medicine represents our oldest healing tradition, one that remains accessible regardless of political systems or economic barriers. Plants grow everywhere, sometimes even through cracks in city sidewalks, offering healing potential that doesn't require insurance approval or cause bankruptcy. As healthcare costs continue to rise, this ancient wisdom offers an affordable alternative that's experiencing a well-deserved renaissance. The biochemical language of plants is incredibly sophisticated, containing thousands of compounds that work together in ways pharmaceutical science is only beginning to understand. To truly harness herbal medicine, we must understand energetics, a practical system for categorizing herbs based on their observable effects on the body. Like musical notes combining to create infinite varieties of music, herbs' energetic properties blend to create thousands of unique medicinal profiles. These properties fall into three fundamental categories. First, herbs affect energy production. Warming herbs like ginger increase metabolism and blood flow, while cooling herbs like peppermint sedate metabolism and soothe irritation. Second, herbs affect tissue density. Moistening herbs like marshmallow root lubricate dry tissues, while drying herbs like sage remove excess fluid. Third, herbs affect muscle tone. Constricting herbs like white oak bark tighten loose tissue, while relaxing herbs like valerian ease tension. An herb's taste isn't just sensory, it's direct communication about its medicinal properties. Herbs fall into 12 categories based on taste, constituents, and effects. Pungent herbs like cayenne contain resins or essential oils that warm and move blood to break up stagnation. Aromatic herbs like lemon balm contain volatile oils that affect the nervous system and fight microbes. Bitter herbs like gentian stimulate digestive secretions and often detoxify the body. Other categories include alkaloidal bitters like golden seal that fight infections, astringents like green tea that tighten tissues, sour herbs like rose hips that reduce inflammation, and mucilants like slippery elm that soothe irritation. When you taste an herb, you're receiving information about its medicinal properties. The bitter taste of dandelion root signals its ability to stimulate digestion. Unlike pharmaceuticals targeting specific reactions, herbs contain thousands of compounds interacting with the body in complex ways. St. John's Wort alone contains over 50 active compounds working synergistically, typically resulting in fewer side effects but sometimes slower action. Success with herbal medicine requires proper assessment, selection, administration, and dosage. Traditional systems match herbs holistically to health patterns, not just symptoms. Sometimes the right remedy isn't an herb at all. No plant can compensate for fundamental issues like chronic dehydration or severe nutrient deficiencies. Traditional herbalism follows a hierarchy: address lifestyle factors first, use food as medicine, then gentle herbs, with stronger remedies as last resort. For digestive issues, this might mean recommending eating slowly before suggesting digestive spices and only later prescribing stronger formulas. Administration form matters tremendously. Licorice capsules won't help a sore throat as effectively as a throat-coating tea. While some herbs like peppermint for nausea work quickly, many build effects gradually over weeks or months, especially for chronic conditions. The preparation method significantly affects an herb's medicinal properties. Fresh herbs offer maximum potency, though preservation methods enable year-round use. Water extractions include infusions for leaves and flowers, and decoctions, simmering, for tougher parts like bark and roots. Alcohol extractions, tinctures, are preferred by herbalists as they extract most plant constituents, provide excellent shelf life, allow precise dosing, and deliver medicine quickly into the bloodstream. Glycerin extractions provide a sweet-tasting, alcohol-free alternative ideal for children. Oil-based preparations extract fat-soluble constituents for topical applications like salves and lotions. Many healing plants are readily available in everyday surroundings. Common lawn weeds have remarkable properties. Dandelion supports liver function, plantain draws out splinters and soothes bites, while red clover purifies the blood. Historically, kitchen gardens combined medicinal herbs with vegetables, and many herbs grow easily even in limited spaces like planter boxes. For wildcrafting, follow ethical practices. Harvest only from abundant areas, take no more than 10% from any location, and prefer renewable parts like leaves over roots when possible. Growing even a few medicinal plants connects you with an ancient tradition of self-reliance and healing. Herbal formulas function differently than their individual components, similar to how a complete dish transcends its ingredients. Through interaction, herbs can amplify each other's benefits or neutralize side effects, creating synergistic effects. While single herbs work well when precisely matched to conditions, formulas offer more comprehensive coverage. Effective formula design incorporates four components: key herbs providing primary action, supporting herbs enhancing the main effect, balancing herbs reducing side effects or improving flavor, and catalysts activating the formula and improving absorption. For example, hawthorn serves as a key herb for heart conditions, with motherwort supporting it by calming palpitations. When crafting formulas, consider both the herb's energetic qualities and organ affinities. Begin with small batches and adjust proportions based on taste, effectiveness, and individual response. Even minor adjustments can significantly impact efficacy and palatability. Herbal medicine extends beyond internal remedies. Hydrotherapy combines water with herbs for healing, with herbal baths easing muscle pain and skin conditions while improving circulation. Contrast hydrotherapy, alternating hot and cold herbal applications, stimulates circulation and immune function. Aromatherapy utilizes essential oils, the volatile compounds giving herbs their distinctive fragrances. These affect the nervous system through the brain's limbic system, influencing mood, hormones, and autonomic functions while fighting infections and stimulating healing. Flower essences work on emotional rather than physical levels, helping resolve emotional conflicts that can lead to illness by capturing a plant's vibrational pattern to help overcome similar challenges. These approaches demonstrate herbal medicine as a multidimensional healing art addressing body, mind, and spirit, integrating ancient practices with modern understanding for comprehensive wellness. Herbs provide specific healing properties for various conditions. For respiratory issues, mullein soothes lungs while its saponins expel mucus. For digestion, bitter herbs like gentian stimulate secretions, while carminatives like fennel reduce gas. Nervines such as skullcap calm the nervous system without causing drowsiness. Traditional herbalists treat patterns rather than isolated symptoms. A person with chronic headaches might receive different herbs depending on whether the cause is tension, hormonal imbalance, or digestive issues. This approach recognizes that the same diagnosis may require different herbal protocols for different individuals. Case studies demonstrate this principle. A woman with medication-resistant migraines found relief with feverfew, butterbur, and magnesium. A man broke his recurring bronchitis cycle using thyme, elecampane, and astragalus. A child with attention difficulties responded to lemon balm, oats, and chamomile without side effects. Understanding herbs' energetic properties allows for targeted protocols addressing underlying imbalances, not just symptoms. This holistic approach supports the body's innate healing processes rather than merely suppressing symptoms.